media will be all out.
Kum lehnu nablat gemara, we are up to Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, right in the middle of the sugya, and this is actually the gemara for Erev Shavuos. We're right in the middle of the sugya. We had a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon, and we had two versions of how to understand the machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon. Rabba understood, the question is whether we compare Avodah Zarah to a Nida, or whether we compare Avodah Zarah to a Sheretz. So Rabba said that everyone agrees that we learn Avodah Zarah from a Nida, that just like a Nida is, if you carry the Nida, even though you're not touching it, you're become Tameh, so too by Avodah Zarah. Everyone holds Masa, you're Tameh. The machlekes is by Evan Mesameh, which is another big chumr by Nida, is that if you're sitting on a number of mattresses, all the mattresses become tummy. But if you're sitting on a rock that's sitting on pegs, and underneath the rock there are utensils, but not actually touching it, not in contact, it becomes tummy as well. There Rabbi Akiva says you learn from Nida that Avodah Zarah is metame, and the Rabbanon say, no, that you learn from Sheretz is not metame. That was Rabba's version. So everyone learns something from Nida. The question is how far. In Rabbi Lezer's version over there, he says no, that everyone agrees Evan Masami by Avodah Zarah doesn't exist. And it's only the machlekes is regarding Masa. Do we learn anything from Nida at all? The Rabbanan say that you do not learn Masa from Nida, and therefore there's no Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah. It's like a Sheretz. What do you learn from Nida? That there's no Tumas Evarim. That means that if it's made up of parts of Avodah Zarah and you take it apart, these parts do not become, do not become Tamei, just like a nida, if a limb falls off, or it's tummy als evim and chai, but not als nida. That's the only thing you learn from nida. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you learn from nida that what? Tumas masa. Okay, so that's what we're up to. Now we're going to ask a series of questions on this, on these two understandings. Says the Gemara, Meisve, about 8 lines from the top of the page, Pegim Amral. Meisve, I'll ask you a question. It says in Ebraise, Avodah Zarah kisheretz. It says in Ebraise, Avodah Zarah is like sheretz, which is the Tanakama. And also those things which are used to serve the Avodah Zarah is only like a sheretz. Rabbi Kiva says, Avodah Zarah kenida, Avodah Zarah like kenida, nor umisham sheh. The things that you use to serve the Avodah Zarah, that has been like a sheretz. Now, it says clearly here, the Tanakama seems to learn that Avodah Zarah is like sheretz, nothing to do with nida. Now, in the Rabbah's version, even the Rabbanon Amayda that you learn Avodah Zarah from Nida as far as carrying, as far as mass is concerned. And yet the Braisa clearly says Avodah Zarah is merely like Sheretz. So isn't that a Kasha in Rabbah's version? It's Bishleim, Rabbah Lozah, Nichas, makes sense. He says that goof is the Machlekes that the Rabbanon hold. You don't learn nothing from Nida. Everything you learn is from Sheretz. Okay, that's what the Braisa says here. El Rabbah, who says that even the Rabbanon Amayda you do learn from Nida regarding carrying Kasha. Omalach Rabbi, I don't understand your problem. Is me alima memas? Listen, how is this braisa any stronger than the Mishnah? And I told you how to learn pshat in the Mishnah. Diktoni says eitz of avonav. It's in a piece of wood and the stones of afarav and the dust. Metamin kisheret, metam like a sheret, and vulkimna. And I said to you then, it doesn't mean that it's not according to the Rabbana. It doesn't mean you're not Tamei Masa. That for sure it is, because you learn from Nida. In what respect is it like Sheretz that there's no Tumas Evan Masami? So the same thing in this Braisa here. Well, Kim, what? And I told you, Maike Sheretz, what do you mean like a Sheretz? The Loi Metame Be'Evan Masami. Hachan, I'm here too, Loi Metame Be'Evan Masami. No proof one way or the other. Meisel asked another question. It says in the Braisa as follows. Nochri the Nochris, a goy and a female goy. And we're learning, the way we're learning right now is it's all the same thing. And Avodah Zarah, Umisham Sheh, it sounds like right now all four have the same din. We'll see more later, maybe not. Hain them, the loy has Satan. Not if they get picked up. Has Satan over here we're touching, which means mass. Normally it means pushing. Over here we're going to say it means that they are being picked up. That says clearly here that there's no tumas masa by Avodah Zarah. That's the Rabbanon. And Rabbi Kiva says, Hein v'he Satan, the Avodah Zarah, and also the Tumas Masa. So, this again, it fits in nicely with Rabbi Lazar's version, who says that the Rabbanon holds no Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah, and Rabbi Kiva, there is. But according to Rabbi, everyone agrees with Tumas Masa. How did you learn Pshat over here? Bishlam, Rabbi Lazar, Nicha, makes sense. Rabbi Kasha, Kasim, the Fajr, Avodah Zarah, Hein v'loi HaSeitan, and we're defining a Satan now as Masa. Omelach Rabba says, you didn't take the braisa the way you learn. Let me ask you a question. L'taymech, according to your version, Nochri v'Nochris. Right? It starts out saying Nochri v'Nochris. Avodah Zarah. So it means the way you're learning, that Anochi v'Anochi is as well, if you pick them up, there's no Tumah, right? There's no Heseton, there's no Tumah's Masa. What do you mean? But it's not true. Nami hein v'lo Heseton v'Tanya, we learned, it says regarding Tumah, Mahatoyra Dabla b'nei Yisrael. So we learn that from there, that wow, this is the laws of Tumah, by Zov, you know, is b'nei Yisrael, metamim b'ziva, v'Einochi metam b'ziva. Going don't have the din, Mahatoyra. Avol goes through Ale, and the Rabbanon came along, stepped in, and goes the what? She yiu kizov vin lechol divrei, and they have every din like a zov. And by a zov, everyone agrees, a zov is Tumas Masa. So it says here, Nachiv Nachiv, there's no Hesaitan. If you're going to tell me that Hesaitan means there's no Masa, so, and you're asking me a question from Avodah Zarah, so how are you going to explain Nachiv Nachiv, there's no Masa, but there is? Elo, therefore, each one is going to learn it the way he fits into his way. Rabba mitaras l'tamei. Rabba says that nochri v'nochris, you do not put together with avodah zarah. This is how you learn. So Rabba learns nochri v'nochris is hein them the hesaiton. A nochri and a nochris, they have all the din of anida, so therefore they have the din of that they become tamei the hesaiton. What does hesaiton? You know what hesaiton means? Hesaiton doesn't mean maser. Hesaiton means even misamei, even the din of a stone, a rock, and a kelim underneath, and not in contact with it. Nevertheless, it's tamei because a goy has all the din of a zav. Shalahen. Avoid the zora. He is tamei. The hesaita, avoloi even misamei shalah. As if to say, the avoid the zora itself has tumas masa, but because Rabbah says everyone agrees it's Tumas Masa, when it says V'loi Hesaiton, it means, but no Tumas Evan Mesamei. Okay, so when it says V'loi Hesaiton, Hesaiton here means Evan Mesamei. Shalom. Avodah Zarah does not have that din. That's what the Rabbanon holds, but it definitely has Masa. And Rabbi Akiva says, Avodah Zarah, not only does it have the din of Masa, it also has the din of Evan Mesamei. He, the Hesaiton, the Evan Mesamei Shalom. So he had Masa and the Eben Mesama. That's how he learns it. He adds, so there's a few words missing here. But Rabbi Lozer, who holds that everyone agrees Eben Mesama doesn't work, and that goof is the machlik, is whether there's Masa, learns similar to Rabbi, but Nochri v'Nochris is everything, but Rabbi Lozer fits in perfectly to me. Rabbi Lozer Tamei, Nochri v'Nochris, Hein v'Hesaiton, Eben Mesama Shalom, everything fits in. Avodah Zarah, he v'lo hesaita. The Tanakama holds Avodah Zarah. Not only there's no Evan Mesamei, there's no even din of Masa, because they hold you learn only from Sheretz. And Rabbi Akiva Omer Avodah Zarah he v'hesaita. Rabbi Akiva says no, it has Tumas Masa, but no Evan Mesamei. So each one learns his way. Comes along, Rabbi Ashi says, I think I have a whole different shot here in what Hesaiton is. Masko Rav Ashi, my hein. It says here by Avodah Zarah, hein, they are tamei v'lo Hesaiton. What do you mean hein? You need to tell me that Avodah Zarah and all these things are tamei or nochri nochri tamei. What do you mean hein? What is hein referring to? Just say v'lo Hesaiton. Elom Rav Ashi, I'll tell you a new pshat. There's two kinds of Hesaiton. There's a Hesaiton where the person, the nochri, is carrying somebody else. And then there's the Hesaiton where someone else is carrying the Nochri. The din by a Nidda, when we say that, you know, about Masa, is generally someone carries a Nidda or someone carries a Zav. Even though they're not touching, they are Tamei. And this is what it means over here, Hein v'lo Hesaiton. Elo Ravashi. Hachi Kama. This is Pshat. Nochri v'Nochri. So Nochri have all the dinim that Bein Hein Shehisitu Sacheidim, whether they carried somebody else. Bein Acheidim Shehisitu Oysen, whether somebody else carried them. Tamei. That's how it's by Nochri. Full stop. Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is shehisita achirim tohirim. If Avodah Zarah carries somebody else, we'll soon see how it's possible for Avodah Zarah to carry somebody else. But if Avodah Zarah carries somebody else, it's toy, right? Of achirim. This is what it means. Hein v'lo hesaiton, that they, but not if they carry somebody else. But achirim shehisitu oisa tameim. But if someone else carries the Avodah Zarah, they do become tameh. You learn that out from Nidah. Like Rabbah says, everyone holds, you learn from Nidah, that if someone carries a Nidah, you're tameh here too. You carry Avodah Zarah, you're tameh. What it says here in the Braisa, Hein V'loi Hesaiton, is talking about the Avodah Zarah is carrying somebody else. That is not becoming tameh. But Mishamshah, Bein Hein Shehisitu Zachedim, Bein Hein Shehisitu Zachedim, that's the Tanakhama. Kamar Rakiv says, no, I hold the Avodah Zarah, whether you carry the Avodah Zarah, or whether the Avodah Zarah carries you, you always tell me. Rakiv, I mean, Nochim, Nochim, Zarah, Bein Hein, Shisit Achedim, whether they're carrying somebody else. Bein Achedim, Shisit Oysen, or someone's carrying them, Tamei, the Tamei. But Misham Shah, Bein Hein, Shisit Achedim, Bein Achedim, Shisit Oysen, Tahedim. But Misham Shah, it's much more lenient, the things that you use to help you out in Avodah Zarah are much more lenient, and there's no such thing as Tumas Masa at all. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. What do you mean by Avodah Zorah? Avodah Zorah carries somebody else. Avodah Zorah is a rock or a piece of wood. It's a daimon. It's an inanimate object. How can it carry anybody? I understand what you mean when you say someone else carrying Avodah Zorah. Where do you find a case where Avodah Zorah carries somebody else? Yes, I'll give you an example. Just like we learned about a Zov. If you take a Zov, you have a big scale, and you put the Zov on one side of the scale. If the Zov pushes down, the weight of the Zov pushes down the scale and lifts the food on the other side, that food becomes tummy, because it's as if the Zov picked up the food directly. And the same thing is if you put an Avodah Zorah on the scale. The Avodah Zorah is picking up something else. And that's the machlekes Chacham Rabbi Akiva, when you pick up something, you know, according to Rabbah, who learns that everyone agrees with Tumamasa, they're still arguing whether that's only when you pick up the Avodah Zorah. If the Avodah Zorah picks something else, what happens then? So Hazov Bekaf Mazlayim on a scale, the Oichel and Mashkin Bekaf Shni, a food on the other side of the scale, Korah Hazov, if the Zov tips the scale, then Tamei, then the food becomes Tamei. Koru Hain Tahedi, but the food tips the scale, then it's Tahedi. Okay, says Gemara. So tell me between this Rabbi Loza, Kamanoza, Tanya, who says the following: Kol hatmeis hamasit is toyer. Any tamei that carries something else is toy. For example, like in the scale, chutz mehaseit is azov. Except azov, if you carry something else, they become tamei. But then it says, we're taking it literally that there's nothing else like a Zov that if the Zov carries something, even though it doesn't touch it directly, it becomes Tameh. Rabbi Akiva just told us what Ashi learns. Rabbanon hold, we believe in Tumas Masa, Moshe by Avodah Zorah, but that's only if you carry the Avodah Zorah. But if the Avodah Zorah tips the scale and carries something else, it's not metamic. So Rabbi Akiva says that, and yet here it says Mefedish Nebraisa that we don't find anything else similar to Zav that's metamic something else by carrying. Is that, obviously, the author of the Nebraisa is not Rabbi Akiva. That's what it would seem. Because Ikir Rabbi Akiva, Ikir Nami Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah, if you tip it, tips the scale and lifts the food, is metamic. So you know Raya. I feel to him Rabbi Akiva. When it says here Zav, you took it too literally. It means Tana Zav, the Chol, the Domla, anything which is similar to Zav. Now remember, where are we learning out Zav and Nida the same thing? And where are we learning out the concept of Zav from Nida? So it's similar to Zav because we're learning it from there. That's what it means. Anything that is similar to Zav has that, but any other tumas which we do not learn from Zav doesn't have it. Boy, Rab Chama Bagur, you'll be ready to alerted this question yesterday. By Avodah Zorah, the more I will explain it, Yeshna Le'evorim, Avodah Zorah made up of parts. Let's say if we dismember it, take apart the parts. Does the Eivor still retain the Tumanat? Yeshna Le'evorim or Ein Le'evorim? It has parts. Does it retain the Tumanat? And we had yesterday a discussion that Lochayda, we said according to one opinion, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon, another opinion, only Rabbi Akiva, only the Rabbanon, who learn that from Nida, that there's no Tumah, just like a Nida has no Tumah Eivorim, it's only Eivim and Achai, but not Tumah Nida, so too with Avodah Zorah. So we're saying that this question is according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi's version, that he doesn't learn Eivorim from Nida at all. He learns other things. So according to him, the question is, what's in Avodah Zorah? Is the Tumah remain with the parts or not? So now the Mer explains the question. Hey, for the head, if it's easy to put it back together again, it's not even a question, the command, and the chaber is done. If an ordinary person can put it back, you don't need to go to a skilled person, anybody can put it back, that's as if it's never taken apart. It's not considered taken apart. It's as if it's still complete and whole, and surely it's tummy. What happened to an ordinary person? Cannot, you got to bring it to a skilled skilled professional to put it back together. My, what's it in then? Do we then say, when the ain't head yochlazida, the way he stands right now, we cannot put it back together. So therefore, command the mitzvah dummy, it's broken, and therefore you don't have to, there's no tum anymore, or the fact is that there's nothing missing here, and if you really want to put it together again, you could, but bring it to professionals, so maybe it's still considered whole and still retains the tum. That's one version. Viki the Boil Hagi, so others ask a different way. Heicha, in a way, the ain hedyid yochalach zira, where the hedyid cannot put it back late to boilach, there's no question. They command the mitra dummy, it's as if you broke it. Ki to boilach, what is that question? Heicha, the hedyid yochalach zira, the hedyid can bring it back. My, what's it then? No, the faket. So this version is, if the hedyid cannot put it back, then definitely if an ordinary person can put it back, as if it's broken right now, there's no tumah. Our shayla is that where a hedyid could put it back. How do we view that? My, do we say keeping the head of Yochel Zida, anybody can put it back? Is commanded the Michre Chabadom as if it's together, even though it's not put together yet? Or do we say the factory right now is taken apart and therefore the Vashari is mutter? There's no tomb anymore. Teiku, good question. Boy, another question. Who would imagine that these kind of questions about Avodah Zarah would be in Sechta Shabbos and not in the Sechta Avodah Zarah? And this is what the Yishalmi says, and Tais and Krisa brings down, that the way the whole structure of the Gemara is, sometimes you learn the sugya and you think you know the entire sugya, and there's still parts missing that are essential, which are found in other parts elsewhere. Like these are the boys right here. Okay. says the Gemara, boy, if you have an Avodah Zarah, but b'chusim mekazayis, it's less, let's say, than a kazayis. What happens then? But it's whole, but it's not a chashav amount. Is that Avodah Zarah? Ma'am. Mask Rabbi Yisrael, ma'am. What are you talking about? Ilay mali inyan yisura. Are we talking about regarding Yisrael? You don't have any hanor from it because it's Avodah Zarah. Lo yehel zvuv balikra. It should be any worse than the fly of balikra. In the Tanya we learned. It says in Pasuk that when Gideon died and the Eden once again started to serve the Baal, and it says the Pasuk says, vayesimu lehen Baal bris. Okay, but they made some kind of a bond with the Baal, and we said the zvuv balekren. That's what was that way desired. It was a fly, a balekren. Language called echad echad. This is what they did. She called echad echad as musi rasei. Each one made an image of his getchke. Umanichav that kisse, put it in his bosom pocket, and kimon shezoich. Every time they remembered their God, might seem the kisse they would take it out of the pocket. Umechap kamenashke, like a bris. They would have a covenant. So if a fly could be Avodah Zarah, not having a known, they're reprimanded for that. Same thing over here. Eliyahu Tumah, the question is rather, is it metame? Mai. Because generally speaking, we need a certain amount. You know, Tumas Mes, you have to have a Kazayis. Other Tumas, you have to have a Beya. A Sheretz is a Kadosha. So the question is, what's this by Avodah Zarah Kazayis? Do we say, Kivan the Ishkid le Sheretz, since in certain respects we learn from Sheretz. Let's also learn, just like a sheretz is a lentil, or do we say, since we compare it to a mace, we'll soon see where we compare it to a mace. Is my mace because a mace is the size of kazayis, right? You need kazayis for an oil. Avodah Zarah also needs the size of kazayis. If Avodah Zarah is smaller than a kazayis, ain't but two bukalikar, there's no tumor there whatsoever. Why? How do you know that? Because it says by Yeshua that he removed all the Avodah Zarah. Shenem it says, by Yashlech Esafara, he got rid of all the Avodah Zarah that his ancestors left behind. And he burned them in Nachal Kidron, and then he said he threw them into the dust. And it says there, by Yashlech Esafara, El Kever B'nei Am, into the grave of the B'nei Am. What do you mean? Ma'am Mace B'Kazai. So we see we're comparing it to a Kever. So it's like a Mace. It's a Kazai's, Avodah Zarah Kazai's. Avodah Zarah also Kazai's. Rabbanu, who said before, we don't learn at all from Nida, we only learn Avodah Zarah from Sheretz. So now we're going to say, we have three things now. We're going to compare it to a Sheretz, we're going to compare it to a Nida, and we're going to compare it to a Mace. Why do you need three different comparisons? Each one teaches you something. So we can learn to Sheretz, Lemetame Masa. They're taking the lenient side. What? That by Avodah Zarah, you're not telling me, this is Rabbi Loz's version, you're not telling me Masa. We need to, what do you learn from Nida? Another leniency, the Engel Levarim, there's no parts. If you're taking the parts, you're not Tamei. And the Mace, what do you mean you learn from a Mace? The Le Metame Bekadosha. That don't learn from a Sheretz, it should be Chomer and Metame the size of a lentil. No, it has to be the size of a Kazai, it's Babay Zodah before it's Metame. Says the Gemara, Eimel Luchumra. How do you know to learn from each one of these? A leniency for Ket, let's be Machma, for example. Le Mahirchasa Akshachmanu Le Sheretz. You know what we learn from Sheretz? Le Tmui Bekadosha, for Ket. It should become tamei, even the size of a lentil. The nida, the tamuye be ever misama. The nida to tamei by an ever misama. So that's what we learn from nida. And aksharachmanu le meis. And what do we learn from meis? The tamuye boil. The result of matami boil. If we share the same house, let's be machna. Says the Gemara. Nowhere does the Torah say that Avodah Zarah is matami. The whole thing is a chumra midraban to keep you away from Avodah Zarah. So tumra Avodah Zarah the rabani. The kula, the chumra, the kula makshina. We'll always be lenient, the chumra, the makshina. We're not going to be stringent. Okay, next Mishnah. Menayin, how do you know? Again, we're talking about the tumah v'tahara, nothing to do with Shabbos. We're leading into the next few Mishnahs about the Shabbos. Menayin, how do you know? L'svina, how do you know that a ship How do you know that a ship shehi toher? How do you know that a ship is toher, remains toher? It's not mekabel tumush. And then it says derech aniyah belev yam. It says that this is the way in the heaven and so on and so forth. It says derech aniyah. Where does a ship go? Belev yam, in the heart of the sea. What's the point of that pasuk? Just like the sea, the Gemara says, does not become tameh, the water in the sea becomes tameh, so too the ship. Pshita, isn't it obvious? Ani belev yami. We all know that a ship, travels into the sea. What's the pasuk trying to tell you? Hakamash on kiyam. It has to say, it takes on the dinim of the sea. Ma yam toy, the sea itself remains toy. It cannot become tameh. Avsvina tohida, the boat also stays toy. Tanya, we learn what's taka this water. So here you bring a pasuk, but the Chananya says Nilmudo, we learn out from sak. We learn out the laws of tumah from sak and ma sak, just like a sak, well, made out of the wool of a goat. Ma sak mitautel molivereken, just like a sak becomes tumah. You can carry it even when it's full. It's not that heavy. Af kol mitautel, anything can be moved around. Anything which is mobile molivereken, that you can move around when it's full or empty. That's when we learn something like larger than 40 saw is heavy, is not a kabel tumah because it's not like a sack. La fuki svina, boat, the ena metatelus molerekin. Once you fill up a boat, it's impossible to carry it. So this is the Gemara, it's too heavy. My benaya, what's a chiluv you learn from the derech aniyah belev yam, or you learn from a sack? Ike benaya, I'll give you a few examples. Svina shel cheres, a boat made out of clay. So man dam aniyah belev yam, even though it says belev yam, nuhanam belev yam, it's like the yam, it's not a kabel tumah. Or the man dam a kesak, if you're learning from a sack, it has to be metautel molerekin. Only those which are similar to sak. The imitatel of dibri say if it you can move in molivereken in eloy loy. If not, it's not tummy. Avosfinish or cheres, a boat made out of clay. I forgot the ena mitatel is molivereken. Even though you cannot move it full or empty, who cares? We don't learn from sak. So therefore, it would be mekabel tumah. Or inam, another example is finas hayarden, a boat that crosses the Jordan, which is a much smaller boat, like a rowboat, a little bit bigger, that can be carried. Lamandom and Ibele Yamu Hanam Ibele Yam, still going into the water, therefore it's not a kabel tumah. Lamandom and Mitautelus, if you can move it, Molivereken, even when it's full, Hanami Mitautelus, Molivereken, a boat, small boat, a rowboat, whatever, can be carried full or empty. Domar Bachanina, Bachanina Seven Akavia, Mipneima Umra, why taka do we say that Sphinus a Yardin Tmeya? Why do we say a boat that crosses the Yardin, which is obviously a small boat, is Makabel Tumah? Mipneisha Toinimaisa Biyabosha, Umaridinus the Yam. You can lift it and bring it to the shore, and then you can physically pick it up and put it back in the water, so it can be moved around. Now says the Gemara based on that. Amar Rabbi Yudah Rav, Lo Oilam, Al Yimona Odomus Atzma Beis HaMedrash. You should always hang around a shul, a Beis HaMedrash, where you sit and learn Torah. Why should you hang around in a place? V'afilu Shor Achas, don't even miss a minute. Shadikama Shonim Nishiz Mishnah Zu Beis HaMedrash. How many years we learned this Mishnah in Beis HaMedrash about that the Sfinis HaYarden is Mekabel Tumah? Well, in this Gala time, and nobody understood why. Why should Sfinis HaYarden be any different than a Sfinis in any other sea? And we couldn't understand. Ad Shabbat HaBechanina Ben Akavya Upisha. Until HaBechanina Ben Akavya came along and explained it. And if we wouldn't have been that day in Beis HaMedrash and explained it, we would never have known the reason. So you should always hang around Beis HaMedrash because you always learn new things. Omar Aviyyad HaBechanina said, you should never avoid being in a Beis HaMedrash. You should never stop from learning Torah. Even when Chas V'Shalom somebody is passing away, he should still continue learning Torah to the very last moment. Like we're doing with David HaMelech, when you bring in the Chav Tester in Shabbat, in the early in the Kimsefta. Shenemet says, Zois HaTorah, Adam Ki Yom is boiled. That this Torah should continue even when a person is passing away. Even a person about to pass away, learn Torah. Omer Shlokis, Shlokis says, Ein divrei Torah miskaimin ela b'misha meimis atzmalel. The only way to be successful in Torah is you have to be prepared to die for it. Meaning, Shenemet says, Zois HaTorah, Adam Ki Yom is boiled. Meaning is that, as Rebbe Fabreng used to say, that even when you hear a phone on the Shabbos, you don't even hear it because you can't answer it, it doesn't bother you. So that's how it should be. The whole world is dead while you're sitting and you're learning Torah. Immerse yourself in learning and everything else, and that's the only way to succeed. And Amar Rava says, the Chananya tiltul ayde shvarim shmei tiltul. And the Chananya holds that a boat is, even if you learn from Sak, even if you want to learn from Sak, a boat can be moved through, even if it's a bigger boat, if it can be moved by axe-drawn carts, then it's mekabel tumah, even though people can't carry it, but only oxen. Nevertheless, it's mekabel tumah. And we'll see you next time with the three kinds of ways of carrying things that Chananya learns.